Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clear. Say, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say codes of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not track the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the codes of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we never had this shit rolls. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down, I'll never switch. Never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect in pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last drop, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never crossed my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never, never.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr., and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale, and people like Bobby Hutton, and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile, running, of the evening jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why, if all these people are being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we haven't moved, because we have to organize the people, we have to educate the people, we have to arm the people, and we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people don't understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing with no commandism, nor will we be dealing in tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this bullshit out here. You can make it sit yourself on the mountaintop. Do we matter consider yourself on the mountaintop? I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the lower valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Elvis Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in the revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in the revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing, we're always practicing, we're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact, that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people, and the people follow the vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the vanguard party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people's power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre will admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, in 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a study that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, at a further stage of advancement, as a vanguard party, their list would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The vanguard party, the Black Panther Party, is the furthest developed vanguard party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind, so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. As long as the pig with us, as long as people write articles, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write an article about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same PLM, talking about them and talking bullshit about them. They couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I stand to rule the first group to come above town, goddammit, when a people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I didn't need you. You can sue me. If I make a mistake, motherfucker, it's better than not even seeing me at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people. I correct it for the people.
On their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just, it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Now, we say all power to all people. We say white power to white people.
White power.
Brown power to brown people.
Brown.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Power.
Black power to black people.
Black power.
X power to those that we left out.
X power.
We say Panther power to the Vanguard Party. When you leave here, you know what I'm saying? The last word, before you go to bed, and I say I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it, and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary. They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They have them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of those people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, there's only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies and I hate Indians. So we're fighting amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here. You got pigs of all colors. You know that. You got pigs that are white. You got pigs that are black. You even got pigs that are black and white.
So we always say to Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pig. The people are going to have to stand up against the pig. That's what the pastors are doing. That's what the pastors are doing all over the world.
We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we could be in a fit, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I want you to know that I want you to see. If you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't gonna do no revolutionary act, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always said, if you actually make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of the simple reason that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer, what you did, you're dead already.
You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, even in the living. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Open the fist clinch, instead of chest spread, jump on open letter. However, no state now supply. Let's ride.
God damn it!
About to turn Havana to Atlanta.
What the nigga Jigga just say?
About to turn Havana to Atlanta.
Hold on, stop the track and take it back. And put the slave had to sell instant replay.
About to turn Havana to Atlanta.
Well, look here. The Barack Obama hip hop is gold, dark, and nothing propaganda drop. Only with this time, inclusive of this rhyme, this crime happens to be responsible for the Republican Party by its killing style. Now the world's most famous one of the Negro New York Yankees, the Star Spangled Banner across seas under the auspices of Henry W. Bailey celebrating the anniversary. Now, let the truth be told. But the fact is, the same system that previously tried to take out Fidel Castro, strategically, literally, physically, as well as politically, in all likelihood, sent this music personnel for the machine. Like a propaganda bomb to be dropped. But this time to be backed up by Bayer Beats. In one way or another, funded by the U.S. government. Agenda approved and designated by U.S. imperialism. Mission?
Okay, we good? Good on that end? Let's do it.
Live and direct, Brother Terry.
Right. Right on. Heads up.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Heads up, eyes open, and fist clench, y'all. Y'all know this is how we do this here. Y'all, you like to know it for another episode of Free MR Radio, International Radio. Let's make history, let's take history, let's take history, y'all. Y'all engage with us in this revolution. Get what we do. Take a call for the calls if you can. Open front doors and let them know. You like to know it for another episode of Free MR Radio, International Radio. Them phone lines ready, y'all. 929-477-3785. Also, 708-223-8953. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. This is programmed by the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., as well as that of Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of the Age, y'all. Again, ears up, eyes open, the fist clench, y'all. We on the countdown. We on the countdown. We on the countdown. Need y'all comments. Need y'all calling. Need y'all energy. Ideas. We y'all can be caught up with. Get these flies in y'all hands. Gonna flood them streets. Gonna flood them streets, them flies. Real talk. You're gonna get them, get that GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. Get that floating, flooded. Contact us, say we'll trust this on flyers to you in your hands. You're just worried about saving the Hampton House, y'all. We're moving, we're on the countdown. We are on the countdown. We are on the countdown. Upcoming August 30th, this Friday, August 30th. We got people coming in. You know, we call in the majors. We call in the heavy, y'all. Real talk. We got the minister of confrontation of the MOVE organization, Pam Africa, coming in on deck. We got recently released political prisoner, Janine Africa, on deck. You know what I'm saying? Coming in. You know what I'm saying? Question is, where you going to be at? Where you going to be at, y'all? Where will you be at August 30th? August 30th and August 31st. August 30th and August 31st, y'all. Real talk. Here's what we're going to get. Callers in queue. We can do this here, y'all. One sec. Okay, yeah. Okay. Just setting this up. We're trying to go live. I'm on Twitter now at Chairman Fred Jr. Chairman Fred Jr. 1. Chairman Fred Jr. 1. You get me on Twitter now. And you get me. I ain't trying to keep on pressing. Hold on, I'm trying to do this Instagram thing too. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing with that. Let's scratch that. Let's try something else. Let's go live with that. There you go. Okay, let's put the camera around. Good. Okay, there you go. All right, y'all, that's what it is. I see y'all in the building, that's what it is, okay. All right, I'm going to come right in the building. Yes, go, come right in the building. 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 Right. When you're Nubia, that's what it is. Fives in the building. I'm right, cool in the building. Y'all let them know. Condition in the building. I see line, that's what it is. West Coast rocking, West Coast representing, West Coast representing East Coast. We need everybody, you know what I'm saying? We want to call go out in Alaska. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All throughout home, throughout Africa, you know what I'm saying? Man, save the Hampton House. Again, save the Hampton House, y'all. Put the word out. Spread the word on Instagram, Twitter. They've got the chairman on Twitter now. Chairman Fred Jr. 1. Chairman Fred Jr. 1. I hope I'm using the right jargon. Follow me on Twitter, Chairman Fred Jr. 1. Ron in the building, that's what it is, my man, legend, boy, yes indeed. We just talking about you the other day, bro. We was in the block party, talking about, you know what I'm saying? Back in the days, you know, them guys, them Knickerbocker pants and all that, them 40 shoes and all that. Let me see y'all this Friday, 12 o'clock, high noon, showdown in Chi-Town. 2337 West Chairman Fred Hampton Way. 12 o'clock, high noon. We there. We out there. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be convening right there. We gonna see the town with the opportunity of the widow of Chairman Fred Hampton. Chairwoman of the December 4th committee. Cool and Jerry, former known Deborah Johnson, man, that's giving us point by point, blow by blow, what went down December the 4th. Again, point by point, blow by blow, what went down December the 4th. You dig? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to suffice no innuendos, no gossip, no grapevine. You know what I'm saying? Comrades are right there on deck. Comrades are still right there on deck. You know what I'm saying? Come here for yourself. Again, 12 o'clock, high noon. You know, again, we have recently released political prisoner, Janine Africa. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I see my brother Carl Smith. Hey, let the record reflect, man. Love, respect to you, brother. Real talk. Yes, indeed. You know, we're going to have all them campaigns out there, man. You know what I'm saying? All the political prisoners. We're going to talk about the campaign of Sunday out of Cody. When we have Jamal Move 9, Chief Mali, Chairman Larry Hoover, you know what I'm saying? Seat numbers, you know what I'm saying? Your brother, sister down the street. You know what I'm saying? We're intertwining all this shit. But this ain't no subjective thing. We're just talking about who Chairman Fred was. Again, he was a servant, a representative of the people. You know what I'm saying? And then we working on a major campaign to present him with a hell of a birthday gift. You know what I'm saying? That being, again, make sure we secure his house. We talking about before September 4th, you know what I'm saying, knocking this debt out the way and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? We don't think it's going to be the end of our problems. You know what I'm saying? We don't have any sort of reactionary assessment. I think they say Cardi B said as soon as Donald Trump get out of office, police brutality going to stop. We, you know what I'm saying? We are not under the impression that okay. They said this one, the broadcast has been paused. So we're gonna see what's going on with that. The radio show. Get an update word on that. So on the blog talk, they said the program has been paused. So we don't know what type of not technical but political difficulties we might be incurring. You know, so we live and direct y'all on Instagram at Freedom All Radio. Free_M_All_radio. We're gonna be changing that to Chairman Fred Jr. on our Instagram. We need y'all hit us on Facebook at Fred Hampton. We need y'all to send support to Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. On Facebook. Oh, the Facebook meant to say I'm on pause. Oh, well, okay, wait a minute. Okay, it's Zuckerberg, okay. They say, so y'all on the Facebook, they say the show has been paused. Okay, y'all, so we going to work this Instagram too. And we on Blog Talk Live. And again, if it come down to it, we're going to use 2 tin cans, matter of fact, a number of tin cans and some string to get the word out, y'all. So give me a heads up. Let me know. See, come around, stand in the building. Hey, Alex, I see you. That's what it is. Let me know if y'all can hear y'all, because we're still moving and grooving on your Facebook. Let us know. Are we still moving and grooving on Facebook? Okay, loud and clear? Yes, sir. Okay, I need y'all to call in with y'all ideas. I need y'all to call in, type in. What location y'all can be reached at? So we can get these flyers to y'all. We got, okay, you can get y'all a rundown of what's going on. Friday, 12 o'clock, we're going to be right there, 2337 West Chairman Fred Hampton Way, to the politically incorrect, who still referred to it as Monroe. We're going to leave there. We're going to after we convene there, after we get the what happened, you know what I'm saying? We have forces who were in the house 50 years ago, you know what I'm saying? We get an assessment, that sum up, you know what I'm saying? Solidarity statements. We're going to march down to the wall, you know what I'm saying? Real deal, a people's parade, you know what I'm saying? The honorary grand marshals for this hip parade is going to be, again, y'all, Minister of Confrontation, Pam Africa, of the MOVE organization. We got Janine Africa, Just Get Out, Just Touchdown. These are grand marshals. We're going to go to the wall. In China, when you say meet up at the wall, they know what you're talking about. So we say meet up at the wall, y'all know what we're talking about on the corner of Madison and California. Again, Madison and California. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. That's what we're going to be at, y'all. Need y'all on deck. Need y'all on deck, y'all. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? We convene after that. We need to roll on out. You know what I'm saying? We'll keep it moving and grooving. You know what I'm saying? We're going to the Hampton House. We're going to have some film showings. Take y'all, for those who have not been through there, take it to the museum. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go to the museum where Chairman Fred was at. You know what I'm saying? Y'all seen last year. We'll be at the museum. Next day. We're going to be out kind of late, y'all. So next day, we rolling. We're going back. And so at 2 o'clock, we having the Chairman Fred's Peace Party. We're going to expose some contradictions. We're going to feel some contradictions. Where is this swimming pool? that they can, the state, they can fund it for. Name, it's called, as a matter of fact, Google it. It's called the Fred Hampton Aquatic Center. It's called the Fred Hampton Aquatic Center. And it's chained up. It's locked up. The children can't go there. It's chained up and locked up. Children ain't going up in there. So we're going to call that contradiction. How is these entities, how is these individuals getting paid and funded for something? This, as a child, he went to jail because black children couldn't even go there and swim. And still today, children can't go there and swim. You got black elected and black selected officials, but it's still the same thing. They can't swim. You know what I'm saying? And let me say, tell y'all something happened. We just get this update from my deputy field marshal. We are doing our people's investigation. Matter of fact, it's a couple of cases under investigation. Brothers get posted, gunned down by the police out there. You dig, Melrose Park or Maywood. All, what you know what I'm saying? Also, the park, Winfield Park, which the people have, we have dubbed Chairman Fred Hampton Park. That park, you know what I'm saying? It flooded. And it's, y'all know how it goes down. It's low. Y'all been part of this part. In fact, we had a campaign while the field marshal and others were vamped on by the police, maybe with police. And we had to, you know what I'm saying, address that contradiction. Recently, it was flooded. It was water, like, man, to our alt man, like almost a knee level at this park. This is like a block down the street from the Hampton House. And the people were out there in this rain, the flood. Y'all know about this intense rain we just were subjected to. The police come back laughing to my, I guess y'all got y'all free having pool now. I guess y'all got y'all pool. This reason. So this is a continuous, you know what I'm saying? It's they have the resources to open up the swimming pool. They have the resources. But again, this is a continuous attack on the legacy of Chairman Fred. This is fresh as it was December the 5th. Hours after Chairman Fred was assassinated, the police ran, came through Maywood. They pulled individuals, men in particular, outside their homes, and they took them out early morning. They stood in front of the community, and they said there would never be another Fred Hampton. You know what I'm saying? This is in Maywood. You wonder why children don't know about this and that. You know what I'm saying? I need y'all to get on that Twitter. Get us at the Chairman Fred Jr. 1. Follow me. You know, I'm working on getting the word out. But tweet these individuals. You know what I'm saying? The individuals that a lot of people are, you know, investing all this time and energy and resources and picking the day with the North and with the South, the Confederates or the Yankees, you know what I'm saying, Democrats, Republicans, Jay-Z and Kaepernick, what have you. Tweet these individuals and say, what's your position about this saving the Chairman Fred Hampton House? Call the question, y'all. We live in direct. Let me know if we got any callers in queue. So, the comrade, we got any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Right on. Free them all. I see y'all in deck. I see y'all in the building. Okay, it's new to me. Not new to me, but I'm up in the game with this Instagram thing. You know what I'm saying? Rod Mills, Jack Jackson, Richard, I see you in the building. That's what it is. Good to see you. That's D.A. Smart. That's what it is. I see you. Good to see you, my brother. Real talk, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. We tag team. We on Instagram. We on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And they got the chairman on Twitter, man. Then they got the chairman. You know, they was on my heels at these meetings. Like, chairman, you got to utilize these forms of technology. I'm like, man, y'all know I'm cut from the cloth. Hey, man, walk about it. Don't talk about it. Let's do it. What did Remy Ma say? It's a shame. This is society right now that people, you know what I'm saying, they don't even believe what they see. They don't believe it's nothing until they see, until they hear about it on social media. And that's a sad reality, but it is reality, you know what I'm saying? And we got to be able to deal with these different ever-developing forms of technology, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to catch up with it because the time you get hip to one thing, they up to any. I remember talking to some youth at the school. I was telling them about me being on MySpace, and they laughed me almost at the building. They said, MySpace? I said, yeah, I'm struggling to get up with all these forms of technology, y'all, to get this out, y'all. But again, we need y'all on that. We need y'all to call a question. You know what I'm saying? They called us the other day from the village, said, well, Mr. Hampton, we need some lifeguards for the life. This ain't no rocket science. The thing, what you mean? Y'all, that's the way, this reason why the pool ain't open. So let's call a bluff, y'all. Hit us up, inbox, let me know if y'all got some lifeguards on deck that we can call and say, okay, we got some lifeguards. And you know what I'm saying? Even though this pool been sitting here collecting dust on top of water all this time, what about on Chairman Fred's birthday, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Well, let's do it Saturday. That we open, you know, send this pool be open. We bring these lifeguards. If not, we expose the contradiction like it's a runaround. people just getting funded, just again, for the name, you know what I'm saying? And the DNI task cast will be, again, black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, and claim to connect to the Cubs when it's comfortable. You know what I'm saying? This is we see the name, the legacy, protected, respected, and never, 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 never neglected. Long live legacy champion Fred Hampton. Real talk. Y'all give me a hear something. You know, we getting the calls in queue, y'all. We live in the record, 929-477. Fremont's career.
We have caller 312-504. Fremont.
Free of all.
Welcome to Free of All Radio. Free of All. Welcome to Free of All Radio.
Long live the spirit of Chairman Fred. Save the Hampton House. And I'm hoping to see everybody out on Friday at 12 noon at 2337 West Chairman Fred Hampton Way. Some people call it Monroe. At 12 noon, we're doing the silent vigil. And I'm doing a reenactment of what happened. It's going to be a lot of people there. And I'm just so excited to see my sister, Pam Africa, Minister of Confrontation for MOVE, and to see recently released political prisoner, Janine Africa. I just want to share something real quick, not all the details of it, but I was looking for some things, and I ran across a letter that Delbert Orr Africa sent to Mona Africa, and this was in, what year was this? 2009. I don't know, I mean, it's just timely that I found it. I don't know what was happening. I said, man, look at this. Delbert Africa is still locked up, and we have to fight to free him. But I just want to give y'all a little bit of this. And but Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., I'm going to make sure it's in his hands Friday. We're at the site, and I'm hoping to see all of y'all there. Long live freedom struggle. This is from Delbert Africa. Warm revolutionary greetings to all the freedom fighters gathered to commemorate our beloved Chairman Fred. I won't take too much time away from any of the speakers. Just want to relate on the impressive Chairman Fred had on me. Here I was not 6 months back in Chicago after 4 years in the armed services, followed by a short bit in Georgia's prison system. So I was sure enough running wild in the streets. Even with that cynical background, when I first met Fred Hampton, I was struck by his sincerity in wanting to do right for his people, his community. He was the truth when it came to fighting this system by any means necessary. When government policy dictated that poor children went to school hungry, Chairman Fred made sure the Chicago Black Panther Party revolted against that policy by feeding children. I just want to give y'all a little love. It. We'll share more with y'all. Remember, we're going to be at 2337 West Chairman Fred Hampton Way. If you don't know, that's at formerly Monroe and Western. You do a right turn into Monroe at 12 noon, 2 p.m. We're going to be at the wall. Y'all know where that is, Madison in California. And then at 7 p.m., we're going to be at the Hampton House in Maywood, 804 South 17th. Saturday the 31st, 2 o'clock p.m., we'll be back at the Hampton House. And I hope to see y'all there. And come up to me and let me know you heard it on the broadcast and that you're an avid listener of Free 'Em All Radio. Chairman Fred, you're doing a magnificent job, and I'm so appreciative of the work you do and the Cubs. And I'm just proud and honored to be able to fight in this period of resistance, being on the advisory board of Black Panther Party Cubs. Free them all.
Free them all. Revolutionary love and respect and salute. Mother Comrade Cool and Jerry, who, again, was on our advisory board. Again, that was a letter, y'all, from 2009. Long-held political prisoner dealt with African fabric past week. They gave him 72 hours to live, y'all. You know, so we're not going for that. You know, so we did. We know that they come with their specialists. They come with their doctors and their degrees. And they, you know what I'm saying? I don't even call them doctors, you know what I'm saying? Because we know how they do us in the outside community. So, you know, really take into account the assessment that Minister UEP Noon said about prisoners, a microcosm of the outside community. So, you know how they do us in the outside community. So, you know, you can imagine what they got at the concentration camps. We ain't going to trip on these days, these death days given us. They told me he got 72 hours to live. We not going to succumb to these notices about the banks and these banksters and these gangsters. So when they come take the house September 9th, we ain't hearing that. You know what I'm saying? We acknowledge, you know what I'm saying? Again, we not oblivious. We not, you know, we not so high of some abstract, opium juice, you know what I'm saying? We don't think, you know what I'm saying, that these contradictions of the counter insurgency are real and tangible. We know there's a history. The state taking us out, taking members of the Move 9 out via chemical biological warfare. We know the history of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and these other, mortgage companies, you know what I'm saying? These different gangsters and banksters taking out, our grandparents, our mothers, fathers, aunties, our home. So we know the history. We know what's happening right now. You dig in the Amazon, you know what I'm saying? When you got ruling class representatives from Brazil to where, you know what I'm saying? Telling the indigenous community of Brazil that, you know what I'm saying, they got to get out. They're being evicted off their land. You know what I'm saying? We know the history of how the system, got our people's property down south. Whether through convict leasing, sharecropping, so on and so forth. We know the history of Pedro Albizu Campos, who the state hit him with chemical biological warfare, gave him cancer inside Atlanta Federal Penitentiary. We know the history of how the state thinks long range, you know what I'm saying? But again, we also know the history of resistance. We know the history, you know what I'm saying, of their will to survive, will fight on our own terms, y'all. Let me send this show up to color people real quick, y'all. Let me get y'all back. Give me a station break if you can, see, comrade. Give me a song by the Five Step Steps, if possible. If you could get it, if that's possible. But yeah.
I'm all bringing it up now, but again.
Right on, sister. Come right on. Right on.
brighter.
Radio, y'all. Y'all feel free, 708-223-8953. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. Need to know where y'all going to be. I need y'all put this on y'all calendar. I need y'all to, you know what I'm saying, again, 12 o'clock, high noon. Need y'all on deck. You know what I'm saying? We need warm bodies out there. You know what I'm saying? We need people to get these flyers out. You know what I'm saying? We need people to do call-ins. Need y'all to flood. You know what I'm saying? Comrade Lex, I see you in the building. Show body, I see you in the building. Real talk, if you much to be a better believer, handcuffs and cats before we're mad that you did. Man, I'm leaving home with Chairman Fred Hampton. We need y'all to put the word out. We need y'all to take that GoFundMe. We need y'all to tweet people, you know what I'm saying? We need to go Instagram. I said, Andrea, right back at you, come right free them all. Say it happened out, man. Oh, yeah, right on. Tell Keith Bootcamp on me. I'm going to hit him up. I forgot to follow up with that. I'm gonna do that call tonight, y'all. Trent Thompson, I see you in the building. That's what it is. Love right back at you. Love right back at you. You know what I'm saying? Again, we call it on our most valuable resource. We call it our most valuable resource. You know, I'm surpassing gold and copper and oil. I'm talking about our most valuable resource. Y'all know we have said in regards to the position about reparations. African people, we've been ripped up for a whole lot. Gold, copper, oil, land, you name it. But the most valuable resource, us, the people, that's our most valuable resource, y'all. So we need y'all on deck. You know, we got to push this line, y'all. Y'all feel free to write, call on in. Matter of fact, we see Cub on in with us. You know what I'm saying? He said, well, I ain't know the Black Panther Party Cubs. You know what I'm saying? It's a way of life. You know what I'm saying? It's a way of life. Don't get it twisted. That it's a structure. It's a structure organization. However, it permeates, you know what I'm saying, past that of just, you know what I'm saying, the actual formations, you know what I'm saying. It's contagious. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's curve love. It's contagious. It impacts the way you walk. It impacts the way you talk. It impacts the way you deal with contradictions. You know what I'm saying? It impacts the way you recognize contradictions. And a lot of times, a lot of us, it can be a bad thing in certain ways. I recall in one of the concentration camps I was in Galesburg, and his brother was in the cell with me. I remember coming from the phone. He hung the phone up. He said, man, he said, I hate I met you. I said, why you say that, bro? That's where that come from. He said, man, all this stuff you be saying that. He said, even in my relationship, the petty bourgeoisie, the class contradictions. He said, I wish I didn't know all this stuff. I said, I hear you, man, sometimes. I said, man, you know, I wonder, too, is ignorance a bliss? I wonder, too, is ignorance a bliss? I wonder, you know what I'm saying, is it a lot easier not knowing the things that we know, man? You know what I'm saying? That's right, real talk. We cannot forget today, August 28th, that of Emmett Till. Real talk. We cannot forget that, you know what I'm saying? And even the face of Emmett Till, that the mutilated body, you know what I'm saying, after what happened, they done to him in Mississippi. I think it's important that we draw that correlation. Not that we want to gloss stuff over. And this in particular, this is a day and age where, you know, where you apply plastic surgery to everything, you know, conversations, physical contradictions, you name it, you know what I'm saying? But we have to deal with the truth. We have to call these contradictions. And I tell you, it don't look nice. You know what I'm saying? I was going to deal with that. That character Jack Nicholson said in the movie A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. But the deal is, we have no other choice but to deal with the truth, man. And the truth is, we've been outnumbered. You know what I'm saying? We've been, the countries that we've been subjected to. You know, say, if you apply in any other community, you say, whoa, wait a minute. In fact, I put a quote up the other day. I said, man, I bet even after the deaths in Chirac, when you get these numbers, I bet some of them dinosaurs be saying, damn, they taking y'all out fast, they knocked us off. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Real talk, y'all. So let me know if we get any callers. We were just honored to have them. The mother comrade of Corey and Jerry just called in. You know what I'm saying? Again, it won't be ringing out for us. You know what I'm saying? What happened? This dude, we told the comrade that when they shot over 99 rounds inside that house, they covered down over her, comrade covered down over her, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. So let us know, y'all. Feel free to call in, come on in, 949-477-375. No callers in queue. Any questions, any comments, you know what I'm saying? We should touch on, Tony Jackson. We're looking forward to seeing you, brother. Real talk.
Grandma, brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Grandma.
Come on. Man, I messed up. I messed up on this damn thing. I'm trying to answer a text. Y'all know I don't know about this technology. I'm messed up. So I sent me a message on that Instagram. I messed the thing up. Man, you don't know what I'm doing this thing. Let me get back on this. Okay, I think I'm back. I'm back on that, y'all. I got a little overconfident. I'm pressing buttons and flipping around. You know what I'm saying? I'm the cover sort of thing. I'm back on it, though. You know what I'm saying? That's how people get involved in the struggle. They go somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Say something, you know what I'm saying? Man, this the movement. You know what I'm saying? No, that just has to be a situation that you engaged in. What the damn? But again, we need y'all support, y'all. We need y'all support. DJ, hit that GoFundMe. Spread that GoFundMe. You know, GoFundMe. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. You know what I'm saying? Come back. You know what I'm saying? You got some resources and help. You know, we got people coming in from all over the country, all over the world. Excuse me. Let me correct that. This is an international thing. Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying? We relate to the fact that, you know, that he was loved and respected through the Henry Horner projects, Rockwell. You know what I'm saying? Levante, you ain't hear me. You don't know about that there, man. You know about them locations I just mentioned, man. We respect the fact that he was respected and loved, you know what I'm saying, through 47th Street, 63rd. We relate to that. We respect the fact that Chairman Fred was loved by the former known devil disciples who later became a black disciple. We relate to the fact Black Peace Stone Nation, you know what I'm saying, and how deep they came to Chairman Fred's funeral. We respect the fact that Cha-Cha Menez and Young Lords had respect and reverence for Chairman Fred, Young Patriots, you know what I'm saying? We respect the fact that, you know, some Sisters and Brothers, the Free Breakfast Program, that people who didn't never know their names, you know what I'm saying, the impact of the Black Panther Party. And however, we also respect the fact that, you know what I'm saying, this charismatic, courageous representative of our people cannot even be confined to that of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Cannot even be confined to that of the state of Illinois. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about we get updates, you know what I'm saying? Coming in contact with, you know, we got forces coming in from Canada, you know what I'm saying? Indigenous community, Comrade Connell, who's, you know what I'm saying, with Swamp Park Nation. Her father told her when he met Chamfrey King speaking Canada, you know what I'm saying? Our chapter in Brazil, I recall we was in Brazil, and you know, cats, when he's speaking on English, was just going from Sao Paulo, you know what I'm saying, going to the favelas, and, you know what I'm saying, people, the respect that they still have for Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying, and Bernard Stateville, I remember Don Booney, you know what I'm saying, Booney Black, you know what I'm saying, the black gangster telling me, you know what I'm saying, when they had got word that Chairman Fred was assassinated, how they had shut the prisons down, and in some cases, they say people in Vietnam heard about it before people in Bernard heard about it. They try to isolate this hit, you know, that occurred December 4th, 1969, where we sold it with the assassination of Chairman Fred Hampton in the Fisk of the Mar Clark. Boney Black told me, he said, man, he said, we come out, he said, we get the word, and they opened them bars, them cell bars. He said, man, he came out there, man. He said, Don Boney said a poem in honor of Chairman Fred, you did, and the whole gallery just stood there, you know what I'm saying, with respect, you know what I'm saying? And mind you, this is the same prison. It's the same concentration camp in southern Illinois where Chairman Fred was sent to after he was initially sent to Stateville. And you dig, and he won't even respond to the number. Then they will call you by your number. He's, you know what I'm saying? He said, I'm Chairman Fred, North Chapter of the Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? They deemed to be criminally mentally insane, sent down to Menard. You know what I'm saying? the guys he met, they supposed to did a hit on Chairman Freed. When Chairman Freed laid them politics down to these cats, you know what I'm saying, total war. And they, man, we on his security now. Anything happened to him, we hold you accountable for. So, you know, this is some of the history that resonates with the politics has done, what it do. Y'all, again, we got the family, speaking of Emmett Till, we got the family Emmett Till coming in. Gonna be there. She's gonna be there Saturday. She may come in Friday, but she's gonna be there Saturday. We get, you know what I'm saying? We got Connor, who's Manuel, that's Wapanock Nation. This is gonna be there, you know what I'm saying? Spurs and Jake Winters. Yeah. Some of the stuff we're gonna surprise some of y'all with, and we're gonna surprise you. We're gonna come back. We're gonna let the cat out the bag, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's like we got some Spurs and Jake Winters time. They're gonna be coming through too, man. Y'all know who Spurs and Jake Winters is. You have been politically deprived, you know what I'm saying? You don't know, then go hey, the police, they have never forgot. They talk about this man and they recruit me. You follow what I'm saying? They took this man, in defense of self-defense, when they came to vamp on him November 1969, he did it was November 13th. And he defended himself, you know what I'm saying? And, it was more than one body bag on that ground, you know what I'm saying? The Chicago police shot Spurgeon Jake Winters' body over 30 minutes after they cut him down. But, you know what I'm saying, we say long live Spurgeon Jake Winters. Christy Rose, listen, I love you, right, love right back at you. Yes, indeed. Get a family of my love, too, Christy Rose. Yes, indeed. Right on. I need y'all, you know what I'm saying, again, spread the word. I let them know, y'all, all over, wherever you at, you know what I'm saying, You held captive, you know what I'm saying? We will keep that clarion call, free them all loud and clear. Whatever you're doing, stop. Clinch fist in the air at 12 o'clock, high noon, Chicago time. You know what I'm saying? You got your back like a backpack and your chest like a bulletproof vest. Real talk, y'all. That's what it is. 7:30. Let me know we got any callers in queue. I'm moving and grooving so much, man. Free them all, Conrad. People say, so now free them all, right on. How you gonna deal with this here? Them taking out, hey, man, with Monica, because God be safe, failure is not an option. Come on, free them all. God be safe, failure is not an option. Y'all put the word out. He follows us on Twitter, Chairman Fred Jr. 1. Chairman Fred Jr. 1, you know what I'm saying? We on Instagram, Free Them All Radio. We're gonna change that to Chairman Fred Jr. also. We on Facebook at Fred Hampton. And it's another page down. We try to get the word out. We need y'all to tweet this, Instagram, screenshot it, and refloat it, repush this out. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Right on. We'll do. Yes, indeed. Y'all, you know what I'm saying, getting y'all thoughts and, you know what I'm saying, get these flyers moving. Let us know that flyers go public with north side, south side, east side, west side. Okay. I just get reminded. It's like I guess it's psychological. I'm in here, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm hosting the Dusties, the oldies or something. I'm talking low. Then, okay, I'm on charge, you know, I'm trying to hold it down with so a couple more shows going on, and subconsciously I'm flashing back. You know, yes, indeed. Right on. Yeah. I gotta get that charge back up on you. And I sometimes be so conscious about it. I was in the grocery store one time. Mother comrade, she comes. She said, "You know, you on the phone having a meeting, and they all up in different aisles and hear you. You see your voice be carrying chair." I said, "Yes, indeed. I see you." Right on. I need to see you. Facebook thing, the social media is one thing. Glad to see y'all tapping in. That, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate all that. But sometimes you dig, that don't suffice. You know what I'm saying? It's Chairman Fred say, when he was held down in Menard, he say, even being a member of the Vanguard Party, I had to feel the beat of the people. I had to put my ear to the ground and feel the beat of the people, y'all. And that's what we need, y'all. Again, we going through some battle fatigue. I ain't going to jive, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Them notices coming in, water bills. And they get notice saying point blank, yeah, these banks come, they're going to, you know, sell the home of Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep our political poker face up. We got to keep on rumbling. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, the battle fatigue hits in. But again, that high of the people, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like that, man. In fact, better yet, as Chairman Fred said, we too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. Again, too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. In other words, in plain layman's terms, in plain 47th Street words, in plain 63rd Street, in plain Acorn Project, Oakland, California, back in the day, in plain Harlem, when it was black, I'm talking before Clinton and them came through there, in plain language, in plain layman's terms, we are too happy to be shook up. Philadelphia in the building, that's what it is. I see my brother, you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all bear with us up there, Philadelphia. We got a few of y'all major hitters coming up this way to Chicago, but you know, we ain't tripping, or we ain't set tripping, you know what I'm saying? We this war, in the spirit of internationalism, you know what I'm saying? Like how, you know, you see the U.S., and, you know, they say they're going to dispatch some of their troops here, you know what I'm saying? They might have some of their forces relocate here, so on and so forth. That's how we get this struggle. You know what I'm saying? We want this, you know, so soon we get a major call, some going down, you know what I'm saying? They're going to make up, intensify the heat on Mumia Abu-Jamal. You know what I'm saying? They're going to take him out through this chemical biological warfare. That call should be laid out. Call, okay, man, hey, heavy's on deck, you know, so we need forces on deck. You know what I'm saying? Well, man, I ain't in Philadelphia. I ain't been there before. These don't be no vacations we be going on. We ain't talking about no, you know what I'm saying, people going on. We don't go look for no Liberty Bell. You know what I'm saying? This is war. It's a war being waged on us. You know what I'm saying? And you know, our position is, Ms. UEP News said, you did, if we don't fight back, if we don't organize, it can be defined as nothing less than reactionary. So, you know what I'm saying, when duty calls, people be asking, oh, when you next time you going out of town? You know, I want to, you know, what's going on? Hey, this ain't no, hey, we're in Brazil. We want no tourists. We in the favelas. We in the Quilombos. We back to back with, we standing with the people. We meet with, you know what I'm saying, the people at 4:01 in the morning, you know, in the favelas, you know what I'm saying? That's what we talking about. We service of the people. You know what I'm saying? That's what's happening here. So, you know, we Janine African, and they locked us in 1978. You know what I'm saying? They get out, they know, well, you know, hold on, you know, get myself together. Let me, you know, man, I've been, you know, they murder her baby. She, you know what I'm saying? Man, they got the event for Chairman Fred's birthday, Chicago, you know, man, duty call, man, stop, drop, and roll. That's what it is. That's how you know what I'm saying? You got forces that move like that. That ain't no detail going to be laid out, specifics, you know what I'm saying? It's, man, it's like that, man, that connection. You know what I'm saying? And that connection has been sabotaged in our community. It's been compromised. You know what I'm saying? People, you know what I'm saying? It's always, you know, they bombard us now with, you know, kind of like in that Spike Lee version, Malcolm X moved that power through. So what's the hustle? You know what I'm saying? Crazy as it sounds is what coming down to Ernesto Che Guevara said about a revolutionary. A revolutionary, no matter how preposterous it may sound, is guided by the most sincere sentiments of love. That's the deal. We love the people, y'all. Real talk. We y'all on deck, you know what I'm saying? Like down in the building, that's what it is. We need y'all, you know what I'm saying? We see y'all, we need y'all in the building. We need support out there. You know, so we got to say to have now snow cones jumping up over there in the heart of Inglewood. They moving tomorrow. They right there on deck. Y'all, the moms, y'all know the moms there? You know what I'm saying? Those, you know, if somebody said, well, if you're an opposition, you got to ask you. Ain't no sense in telling you that. You know, so you don't know about now. We're going to be right there at the corner, 17th and Madison. Say to have now snow cones going down right there. Going down right there on deck. We need y'all. We need the support of the people, y'all. We need y'all live and direct, y'all. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Come through. You know what I'm saying? Minister of Conversation, Pam Africa. So we're going to get a car wash jumping. We with all that. You know what I'm saying? And don't hesitate. If it's a snow cone, say $1 and a car wash, say $10. Drop some more donations up in there. You know what I'm saying? We need resources to keep afloat, to keep this moving. You know, so we over there, they hit us every which way. Again, the people. Some people may say, well, I don't know who that is. I can't relate. The pigs, no. Again, they just came down on the community over there. You did at the park down the street. When the flood over there, we call it Chairman Fred Park. And they say, yeah, y'all finna get y'all pool now, huh? There's a type of degrading, you know, statements and, you know, actions. You know what I'm saying? The state had a Chairman Fred happen December 4th, 1969. That's how they feel about him. You know what I'm saying? August 30th, 2019. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to draw that correlation, y'all. We got to be very clear, y'all. We got, you know what I'm saying? We this legacy, protect it, respect it, and never, I'm speaking the wrong language, never neglect it, y'all. That's what it is. We need y'all on deck, y'all. Y'all come through, support, for that resource, you can. ChairmanFredJr@gmail.com via PayPal. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHaptonHouse. Let's run it. Come through. Say, hey, man, I can do this. I can offer some time to help clean up the work y'all got going on. Come look at the Save the Hampton House Community Garden, what we're doing out there. You know what I'm saying? And then get us to some place near you again. We planning on getting that scratch up. Throw September 4th and running that bag. You know what I'm saying? We're talking, man, get the bag. We got to deliver that bag, man. You know what I'm saying? Make y'all understand it that way. You know what I'm saying? But again, we going to push this and make sure this, y'all come on through to these museums, see the work we're doing. We have some film showings on night of evening, August 30th. Yeah, August 31st, again, we steady rolling. We might have that street party for Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? I'll kick off at 2 o'clock Saturday, August 31st, right into the Triple C. You know what I'm saying? Force going out of the family of Kiara Coles. You know what I'm saying? Sister been missing. In fact, her due date was, I think, last month. She been missing. Sister worked for the post office, been missing. Y'all have seen us on the ground. Y'all seen us at the press conference with the mother and father. You know what I'm saying? The community, the people, you know what I'm saying? Tying up with that clarion call, find Kiara Coles, find them all. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, look, you feel bleak at some time. You're like, man, what's the else? You get hit with nothing. Somebody just come up missing. You know what I'm saying? They found some brother, all his internal organs gone. You know what I'm saying? All, you know what I'm saying? 50-some people shot in Chicago. It's demoralizing. It's demoralizing. But again, y'all, we get to remain strong. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Even we have battle fatigue. Go in that corner, get that shot of water. Go in that corner, get that shot of water, and come back out swinging, y'all. Come back out cubbing. Real talk. That's what we talking about. What that cub thing at? Y'all ain't hear me. Y'all ain't with me. Yes, indeed. We're looking for y'all. Can try working on our brother. We're on this film. We're on this whole thing. Film and locked in everything. You know what I'm saying? That's right, my brother, my dream. We're trying to find them all, man. We're going to be on that grill. You know what I'm saying? Fundraisers jumping off. You know what I'm saying? Man, hey, any ideas y'all got, send them. Run them. Again, because, again, we are service to people. We are service of history. And we know that, again, without that most valuable resource, the people who have listened to possible, we know without the people, we don't send this happen house, ain't going to be saved. You know what I'm saying? We understand that. You know what I'm saying? We understand that, you know, without the people, these campaigns are finding the care of codes and others. It can't happen. Again, the people are our most valuable resource, y'all. It's our most valuable resource. Let me know if y'all got any questions or comments, y'all. Let me know. It's cool thing I want to talk on. I'm moving so fast. This campaign here, man, you know, man, I was asked an interview this morning. Well, how does it feel? How do you feel talking about your father, you know, at this time or just in past? Is it difficult to talk about? I said, no, it's not. But I will admit this. It's, you know, again, y'all heard us say before, politics are like real estate. Time and location, all that you're taking into account. And it is something, it's interesting to be coming up on the 50th year of the assassination of Chairman Fred, come up on his birthday, well, his 72nd birthday. And just even correlating the political climates of then as well as to now. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, at that time, it was then former U.S. President Richard Milhouse Nixon. And the type of political climate was post that of the class peace that existed under former U.S. President John F. Kennedy. You know what I'm saying? I say class peace where, you know, people were heralding this great white hope. And this same Kennedy authorized his brother, Attorney General Robert Kennedy, to put a wiretap on Dr. King. Same Kennedy did that. On his tenure, the Bay of Pigs and one of the many assassination attempts on Commandante Fidel Castro, saying Kennedy, you did authorize army tanks to be rolled up and down south side of Chicago and Detroit, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? But, D, we got the climate right now on the campaign, quote-unquote, campaign for law and order. Reactionary representatives of the ruling class. Trump, they ain't cut no corners on it. Tell you point blank. Our lives are always on the lines. We can't intend to take a back seat. Better believe it. Real talk. Ain't no real talk, sis. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they did the thing in Chicago. They said, what you with? You know what I'm saying? Which street tribe? What set you plug with? Some, you know, guess, well, I'm neutral. I ain't really, you know, I ain't in it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't this war waging our people? Ain't no neutral position. We see what's happening right now in Amazon. You know what I'm saying? We see what's going down. You know what I'm saying? We don't, these ain't no no mysterious fires, you know what I'm saying? Go read the book Economic Hitman. It tells you how the U.S. get out. They bring your offer, you know what I'm saying? You don't go for it, you know what I'm saying? They got ways, you know what I'm saying, man? They say, we really was just being nice, going through the procedure, you know what I'm saying? And we know, even with this Hampton House, we know, you know what I'm saying, so Linda Brewer had mentioned it. They're not making a correlation about, you know what I'm saying, Crenshaw, Nipsey Hussle, in that area, you know what I'm saying, how fast they moved on the real estate. And a lot of us have been misinformed to use terms like Indian giver. Like the indigenous community say, told, you know what I'm saying, the colonialists, you know what I'm saying, pulled up in these boats and stuff, you know what I'm saying, they were discovering America. They say, man, y'all gonna get this, man. And Columbus, Columbus pulled up with his crew, and just these indigenous people walking around, you know, man, unmolested, no problem, you know what I'm saying, doing their own situation. They have a contradiction between the various tribes and what have you, but nothing to the extent, you know what I'm saying, after coming in contact with colonialism. We are taught to believe that indigenous people say, man, y'all gonna, you know, just, man, y'all gonna get all that, you know what I'm saying, buffaloes and all, rape our women, rape our children, you know what I'm saying, rip us up, put some, take a few, you know what I'm saying, take a few, like our leadership off and put, you know what I'm saying, put some, whoever y'all desire, you know what I'm saying, be our leaders, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying, y'all gonna run that. Then the indigenous community was supposed to, they say they just changed their mind. I said, where that term Indian giver come from? Oh, that's, you know, the Indians had gave them that land, and they took it, they changed their mind. This the arrogance. I heard this in schools and stuff before. You know what I'm saying? Man, these individuals, man, hey, they get their eyes on something, whether it be the Amazon, whether it be the land, whether it be the Dakotas, whether it be the house of Chairman Fred Hampton grew up in, the house of Dr. King, and they got their eyes on, whether it be you. Shit. These motherfuckers take kidnapping to a whole other level, a whole other degree. Man, whether it be your kidneys, your liver, your heart. You got a number of ways you want to do it. You know, they play the game with you, you know, the democracy. They, you know, gonna get your license, your driver license signed, or if you cool with us getting your living kid. Man, you think these people are looking for your license? These motherfuckers, man, the indigenous community, they ain't under no treaties. They ain't under none of that. They coming. And deal is, one of its strengths and one of its Achilles heels is that dynamic. And the deal is to heighten the contradiction, expose these contradictions. Like, you know, how these motherfuckers get down, just coming through, taking motherfuckers' lands and houses. You know, they're going to evict people out of the motherfucking rainforest of Amazon. I mean, how arrogant you. I guess they say, shit, motherfucking shit, we selling water. Next question, please. So, you know, so shit. And what that comedian say? He say, this system's so cold, they going to goddamn have us motherfuckers be on the corner. What's that? Motherfucker be suffocating. I'm putting my aunt and my mama's name, choking to death. I said, shit, he cracking, but he's backing. Shit, that's how these motherfuckers get out. That's the, yeah. This American History 101. This clean up all the misinformation motherfucker had. We don't know this, and they will go to take us from that chamber for how to have to do. The deal is, in the meantime, between time, we're going to heighten the contradiction. We're going to directly reflect that we're going to say all these motherfuckers who got access to resources, what they did, what they didn't do. So next time you see these motherfuckers pop up in their costumes, their Halloween suits, their wigs, their leather jackets and shit, so they different intellectuals talking about, you know what, the Black Panthers, say, well, hold on, man, let me check back. You was kind of silence of the lambs when that heat was coming down to take the house of Chairman Fred Hampton grew up in. You know what I'm saying? So you get a resume. You know what I'm saying? You see these motherfuckers jumping up, these so-called conscious artists, or different motherfuckers, get research. Hold on, man, what you, 2019, you see, you was doing a concert, a benefit for such and such. You done this. You donated such and such. Or even in the community. Yeah, man, I remember back in the days, I knew Chandler Fred Jr. I like what the Cubs do. Hold on, man. I look back, shit, I tell you, my social media page, you was searching about Popeye's chicken. Better than chick, you know what I'm saying? You was doing commercials with that. You know what I'm saying? You was jumping up and down with Dwayne Wade doing some commercials. You know what I'm saying? Shit, they come in the House of Chairman before it happened. Hey, you signed us a lounge. What's happening? So this, you know, so you go back and look. Like a lot of these different people now, people talk, oh, man, such and such was on some back in the day. You go back and check the Black Panther Party newspapers. They got these Negro, right, they're telling you they raised them back then. See, motherfuckers talking, such and such sold out. They ain't sold out. O.J. Simpson sold out. Man, it's footage of him in the early 70s telling you, I ain't up with none of that. He don't really mean that. See, you got to listen, you know what I'm saying? It's a cold word he going to get. Man, you think other communities go for that shit? Man, let them tell you. Let it come on breaking news right now. Elvis Presley house in Graceland is threatened to being lost. You think, man, you think this is going to be Justin Timberlake and Kid Rock doing benefit? These Negroes, these Negroes, y'all, name one. You name one, you got up naming something, they ain't going to be jumping up doing no benefit. These Negroes gonna be dancing and singing. Listen, man. Bob Hope told me how much he loved America. Man, one time, they told him, okay, you gonna do, you got another event to do. He told him he tired of performing one day. He wasn't gonna make it. So, Marilyn Monroe, all of them, you know, they getting down. Man, they next thing he's running, shot, man, they popped through Bob Hope window. He said, man, he gonna perform for his country. Man, got that dude named, who be in Las Vegas, he get all the tenure in Vegas, Wayne Newton say, he said, so I heard him, I said, that's how I relate to that, because I love you posting all these artists in Chicago. Man, you'll be surprised. A lot of times people say, well, what about this Chicago? They got so much money, they went Hollywood. Shit, it's gonna be broke. The ones who ain't got nothing, ain't got nothing to lose, ain't supporting nothing. Born in financial. Say, Bill Marshall, George Jackson say, capitalism not only affects the economy, it affects the psyche. Say, you're the prize. They still chasing that dream. I want to touch it. You ain't got nothing to lose. What Donald Trump say? Black people, hey, what y'all got to lose? You know what I'm saying? So, we want this resume laid out. What position did you take? You know what I'm saying? And in this day and age, again, and this helps out a number of different ways. You know, like when you hear about when the state get through using some of these Negroes, or also you can connect the dots. When you hear them say other stuff, I see that, man. You know, that makes sense. Such and such, you know, they never was up with this here. You know what I'm saying? Well, then you say, hold on, man, why are they talking like this here, you know, now in February? Or it's profitable, you know what I'm saying, throwing all, they talking about, they why they operate that person as my spokesperson? They say they had nothing to do with me, you know what I'm saying? They come in the house. Back to the analogy about that Elvis Presley. Think about it. Let them tell you tonight, breaking news, we are in Graceland. We just got word that the king's house is about to be lost. But they, and you tell my GoFundMe, man, listen. It's going to be so much resources popping up. And again, name me one Negro who you think ain't going to perform. Ain't going to be at least making a statement about it. You know what I'm saying? Saying, yeah, man, what you think about Elvis Presley? What he said about all a black person can do is shine his shoe. You gonna have them Negro apologists out there? Yeah, but you gotta take the set aside from the contributions he made with, you know, music and blah. What about Big Mama Thornton and Chuck Berry and people? You know what I'm saying? Who he stole? Man, them Negroes be copping. Please, you gonna be thinking they're in court somewhere. I'm telling you, they ain't gonna be asking no questions about nothing. What about Elvis said this or did that about the? Man, we ain't got time for that. We got to say the king's home. We're going to benefit now. Matter of fact, we're going to start singing right now. And you know what I'm saying? Just doing concerts, you know what I'm saying? We got to check and make sure Priscilla, the family, all is correct. Think about it. Real talk. Man, hey, rappers, athletes, people, who are even alive? Everything is political. Everything is political. When they get in the green light, what they can support, we up in the ante, y'all. We going against the grain. We know this is a conversation that people don't know what I'm saying, have been hesitant to have. This is a TV show came on that they called Pure. They switched things around like it was this white lawyer, white alderman pushing for the street to be at the chairman for it. We have a resume of what happened when we fought to have the street at the chairman for it. We watched them try to stop it. It was assassination on my life. We watched them bring in family members and different individuals to hijack it, people who had nothing to do with it, nothing. You know what I'm saying? We watch this here, watching this conversation get so phenomenal. Watch, you know what I'm saying, the politicians and later on, rewrite history. We, you know, you can look at movies. Oh, yeah, there was some great idea, some white dude who wasn't a lawyer, now he a lawyer, and he thought about the importance of saving Homer free. I'm telling you, man, listen, they shit, they, look, with the pyramids, they want to do that, champ, you kind of paranoid. Man, then you got to play some pyramids in Africa. They tell you some Martians did them. Man, I'm trying to tell you. I told my other comrades, I said, man, God forbid you left out the room for a few minutes to go to the restroom or something. What? They didn't go too often. They still try to write up out of it. And then you look at some people who are, quote, individuals who weren't nowhere around the channel from a Canada plane. I said, man, you know she going to, you know, I never heard people call me. Man, I read in the book, did you know that such and such? I said, where you get that from? I read, you know what I'm saying, from this such and such book. And I said, you know you got this widow that's well right there? Oh, yeah, you know. Man, listen, damaged goods, man. Real talk, y'all. Damaged goods. Need y'all on deck, y'all. August 30th, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We need y'all right now to put the word out. We need y'all to tweet somebody, Instagram somebody, Facebook somebody. Let them know. Send support to Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. We get that press statement rolling. We get the flyers. You know what I'm saying? We get the word of mouth. Tell the stool pigeons this, man. Keep this between y'all. Tell us this. You know, I know I heard how you be, you know what I'm saying, you be beating all these cases and all that else. Okay, you be a great lawyer. But listen, it's a secret event going down August 30th and 31st. Did you keep it to yourself? You know what I'm saying? They're going to be over there in front of the house on Chairman Fred Hathaway, when you and then tell him, say, well, I know you, your politics, you might count on my role. Matter of fact, Fred Hathaway, you know, because he politics, even when you talk and words you relate to, they say, well, keep it to yourself. Let the word get out. Real talk. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. We don't get into a movie thing. Instagram spread this out August 30th and 31st. You know what I'm saying? Gotta get them flies, man. Trainer, real talk. Get them flies. They moving. We got, again, third man, Minister of Conversation, Pam Africa, Janine Africa. They coming in. Keep on repeating. Y'all take this, retweet this, repost it. You know what I'm saying? Gonna pull this one off. Yeah, I know people gonna say, oh, man, are you satisfied now, Chairman? Hey, why? You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna talk about it now. We're gonna brag about it later. Real talk. We ain't gonna talk about it now. We're gonna brag about it later, y'all. Money Frazier in the building, man. That's what it is, my brother. Feel good to be on the battlefield, y'all. Feel good to be on the battlefield. Make sure you're on the right side of history, y'all. Where we at? How we looking?
Countdown, 8 o'clock.
Okay, y'all. You know, countdown. You know, some. My brother, Money Frazier in the building. I love you, brother. Man, we tell you, my matter of fact, you get a call. You get a call, man. Get a comment. I need you to follow through on this, Money Frazier. I'm gonna hit my cousin up, but I need you on him. Tell them the advisory committee, Cool and Jerry. After we talking about, I don't know if y'all know about Pam Africa, Minister of Conversation, coming in from Philadelphia, Janine Africa, the family of Emmett Till, Connor Hoos Manuel, Indigenous community, people come from all over the world. She said, man, I know we got the family, it'd be really phenomenal, we have the family of Spurs and Jake Winters. So I need you to get my cousin up to my big cousin and call him up. I need your cousin on deck. I don't know who Spurs and Jake Winters is, man, listen. This CCC, not these role models, these real models. You know what I'm saying? Who, at least kept one in Englewood High School. See, I mean, it's cool that they give you these different superheroes. Yeah, it really ain't cool. But again, when your appetite, you've been growing up over this here. This is the coffee we come from. Spurs and Jake Winters. 58th and Calumet, when the police rolled down on them. Him and his cat laying Santa Claus bear, you did when he rolled down on him. He wasn't a violent man. He defended himself. He recognized, you know what I'm saying? He was, man, self-defense. He did defending himself, you know what I'm saying? And for committing that quote-unquote crime. He shot his body over 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? They'll never forget. The Spurgeon J. Winters, in fact, they had the Spurgeon J. Winters Medical Center Black Panther Party had. He's a servant to the people, y'all. This is the type of information you're going to be getting at the Hampton House. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know a lot of us, we used to talking in code, getting, you know, they give us the usual suspects. No disrespect, but it is what it is. We get the Black History Month. We know, okay, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what y'all going to get. So, you know, go to certain restaurants, you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Okay, here we go again. I made a comment earlier as far as today exposing about Google. The company at Google, they say, the lady worked at Google, she say, they had people who really, you can technically say they black, but you say, you know, but they're not black people, you know what I'm saying? And I say, you know, it's like an old thing in prison. They give you, you know, technically, you'd be like, what is this? Well, this bothered, and they said, well, you've been fed. So in prison, so technically, they haven't starved you to death, you know what I'm saying? This is the amount of nutrients. That's including the air that might roll past. You know what I'm saying? And technically, out there, our representative, they go to people who you say, okay, yeah, they're black, but they're not, you know. And so, well, the politics, you can't assess it. Man, did this here. It's about our Black History program. Once you get a certain, come into contact with a certain caliber, you know what I'm saying? Like I made jokes and cat, you know, they get that whole big historical back and forth rivalry between peace and New York and peace in Chicago. What's the best? We were somewhere one time. I said, man, some piece they brought. I said, that's cool, man, but it's a piece of Chicago, man. You know what I'm saying? I said, different. You know, status kind of up. You know what I'm saying? Once you know about Spurgeon and Jake Winters and Deputy Minister of Health Doc Satcher, you know what I'm saying? Once you know about these caliber cats, you know what I'm saying? Once you know about some brothers and sisters age range 14, 24 years old, it's kind of hard sell to bring some of these GMO organizations and these poverty companies. I mean, maybe if that's, you know what I'm saying, if you have never heard of nothing else related to nothing else, it might be a step up. But the deal is the conditions are too intense to bring this baby pureed food. You know what I'm saying? It just don't stick. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about some real deal, motherfuckers. Some real cats who get out. You know what I'm saying? And that's the complete condition, nothing less. You know what I'm saying? It's like you go somewhere and a breeze like pop up. You know what I'm saying? The wind pop. It's cold. You like, man, hey, man, I'm in Chicago, man. You kind of disrespect it. You say, man, you feel that breeze go past? What breeze? Man, that's cold. You get kind of offended. You say, man, I done been through vortex, a thing called vortex I just heard about. You know what I'm saying? And you kind of insulting me now to be talking about that's cold. So you know about Spurs and Jake Winters. Did you hear about such and such and this representative? Who? He's on the news all the time. Who is this? How do you feel about such and such? Kaepernick donated such and such to this, or like, hey, man, I don't know, man. I just know about some cats who, you know, fed 3,500 children a week minimum, Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. Well, that was way back in the '60s. Well, okay, I hear you. Well, I know about some cats over here on 804 South 17th Avenue, the Hampton House. I know what they're doing every Saturday. I know what they're doing every day about the children they feed. I know how they transform the community. I know what's happening to Saint Denis in France. I know about what's happening to Gary, Indiana. I know what's happening in New Orleans, Louisiana. I know about an organization who ain't got nothing but making something happen. I know about somebody who's been targeted, you know what I'm saying, I know about some cats who are in a contested condition. I know about some people who just come out of prison after 40-something years, and they come like coming down. You know what I'm saying? I know about a brother named David Africa who pitching him, you know what I'm saying, police stomping him in his head, you know what I'm saying, and they even gave him 72 hours to live, and he's still standing, you know what I'm saying, he's still standing with his principles. That's you know what I'm saying, and I feel kind of bad because, you know what I'm saying, standards been up so high, like somebody in a relationship, they said, man, I don't know, I've never had a real woman before. Some sort of said, you know, hey, it's kind of bad. She said, I had a real man before. And you, just, you tell some guy, it's no disrespect, it's just that this thing, I mean, what can we talk about? What you know, I mean, man, you know, it feels kind of like a blessing to come, and the bar's been up. And this throw, the bar's been up. Some of the cats, they frame a record. They be like, "Woo, did you hear that? Who? Man, dude, do a whole bunch of international masturbation. He talking on YouTube. He saying this and that. That may be some great stuff for you. When you got cats, you're going to see, hey, man, hold on, man. I done seen these cats. I done seen these girls out here, man. You know, these cats in these street organizations. I done seen them stand down. I done seen them do some real deal contradictions. I ain't talking about no intellectual debate. I'm talking about getting down. So the bar is up. I done seen the programs, these guys. I done seen the transformation. I done seen the before and after at the Hampton House in the Jimmy Craig commercial look like nothing. You heard such a, and I ain't told these cats are doing no talking. I'm these cats been slandered, attacked, counted surgery at them. You know what I'm saying? I done seen them hop on a Greyhound bus, go down to New Orleans and sponsor Hurricane America. I done seen them lose speaking engagements for exposing certain Negroes. I done seen other people denounce them. I done seen them banned from radio stations. I done seen them put out information that was not popular. I done seen them, because what Minister E.P. New said, one of the most difficult jobs of being a revolutionary is to fight in the interest of a people, even when they don't know their own interests. I done seen them fight for families when police and kill their family members, and their own family members grab the police. You know what I'm saying? And get the payoff to go right back and get down with the same system and get out on them. But I done seen them still standing. Politically, principle. I done seen them, you know what I'm saying, the counter-insurgency, you know what I'm saying, flooded with agents of opportunities. I done seen them hold to the line, even when it's not popular. I done seen the opportunity when people in the Balkans to here take this and run with it. I done seen them up in that Hampton House, no water, and catching rainwater, washing dishes, you know what I'm saying? I done seen them that they program, the Triple C program. You can look at them, you can see some of them, you know what I'm saying, with their political poker faces on. They hungry, but they say no. Serve the people. Serve the people. Make the people be first. That's their politics. I done seen them deal with internal contradictions. And once you deal with something, once you have something like that, the ante is up. I done seen Chairman Fred on a bus. You know what I'm saying? I done seen him get up the bus and go down, talk about for these campaigns, and see some of the same people he fight for. You know what I'm saying? As soon as they get their payoff, they go right back. You know what I'm saying? Go past him. Go past the Cubs. Go support some of the same entities that would not even address their campaign. I look at y'all ain't bitter. They still hold the line. Power to the people. They still continue to lie. And once their ante is up, I done seen other people get, you know, seen get paid. I done seen people get like a costume party. I done seen them serve people and people get up and, you know, say hold up, you know, saying individuals. I done seen them people they fought for. You know what I'm saying? Put energy into debating about entertainers and athletes. But you know what I'm saying? And don't talk about the campaigners of those who fought for them. They're dealing with right now. But I'm still seeing them hold the line, toe the line, and say, don't keep on. Because they are not only servants of the people, they are servants of history. And as Malcolm X, I believe it was Malcolm X, or maybe Fidel Castro said, there's nothing else history will absolve. He may be years down the road. Man, I hear what you're saying. We're going to clock on out, y'all. Is it the time? Okay. I need y'all to come and close on out, y'all. I need y'all to keep on rocking with us, y'all. I need y'all to go to gym. It's psychological. I get a block, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Real quick. They comment on me in the States. Like, you got a whistle, Chad. Well, you know where it comes from, too. And my mother coming, I hope you're still old. Her mother, my maternal grandmother, we used to tease her. Nanny would be in the house, and she'd be talking. It'd be just her. And she'd be like whispering, no, hey, Nanny, ain't nobody else here. It's just us talking. But I'm impacted by that. I get that from Nanny. You know what I'm saying? Love y'all. ChairmanFredJr@gmail.com via PayPal. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHappyNow. August 31st. 2037 West Monroe. Be there. 12 o'clock. Also, we're having our show. Get the flyers popping. Put the word out. Instagram. Freedom All Radio. Twitter. Chairman Fred Jr. 1. Chairman Fred Jr. 1. Follow me on Twitter, y'all. Heads up, eyes open. We can call Freedom All. Say the Happy House.
We work with anybody from coalition, with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Now, we say all power to all people.
We say all people.
We say white power to white people.
White power.
Brown power to brown people.
Brown power.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Yellow power.
Black power to black people.
Black power.
X power for those that we left out.
X power.
We say Panther Power to the Vanguard Party. When you leave here, you hear saying the last words before you go to bed tonight, say, I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. Say, I am a revolutionary.
They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of all poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, there's only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black, and I hate white people. I'm white, and I hate black people. I'm Latin American, and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies, I hate Indians. So we're fighting amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here. You got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are black, you even got pigs that are black and white.
So we say, we always say to the Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pigs. The people are going to have to stand up against the pigs. That's what the pastors are doing. That's what the pastors are doing all over the world.
We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we couldn't be in a fence, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I want you to know that I want you to say, if you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't gonna do no revolutionary act, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always said, if you actually make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment for the simple reason that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer, what you did already.
You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to repeat after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, or you didn't be able to live in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?